President Clinton, distinguished guests, members of the Georgetown community, welcome. I want to thank John for that introduction, for his many contributions to Georgetown University as a member of our faculty. It's an honor for Georgetown to host this conference, and it's a privilege to welcome back to campus an alumnus who has gone on to make Georgetown rather proud, a 1968 graduate of the School of Foreign Service, William Jefferson Clinton. As John mentioned, it was a truly special occasion when then-Governor Clinton returned to Georgetown 15 years ago to deliver a series of speeches that framed his then-nascent bid for the presidency. Here in fall 1991, he outlined a new covenant between the people and their government, one that aimed to restore prosperity, strengthen bonds of community, and promote a sense of responsibility. The new covenant was informed by a strong sense of the common good, a notion that is also deeply embedded in Catholic teaching and the Jesuit tradition. The motto of the Society of Jesus, inscribed on the wall behind me, calls us at Georgetown to undertake our work in the advancement of knowledge and the formation of young people, ad maiorem de gloriam, ince hominum salutem, for the greater glory of God and the well-being of humankind. Attending to the common good entails adopting the struggles of others as our own and recognizing the benefit to all of us and the empowerment of each of us. It requires that we accept the intricate web of interdependence that has always been a part of life here on earth, but never more so than at this moment in our history. It demands that we take an active interest and role in ensuring that all members of society have the opportunity to shape their own lives and to contribute to the life of our communities. This responsibility is grounded in the moral requirement to promote human dignity and in an awareness that the human good is most fully realized in a social context, a context in which freedom is understood, as Jesuit theologian David Hollenbach has written of the account of Exodus, not simply as freedom from constraint, but as freedom for participation in the shared life of a people. The diversity and number of our national population, now at 300 million, makes the notion of the common good challenging, and globalization makes the challenge even greater. It calls on us to pursue commonality on an international scale, where pluralism is even more pronounced and consensus more elusive. This conference provides an invaluable opportunity to wrestle with the question of how best to promote the common good in this context. I'd like to mention two areas in which Georgetown is working to fulfill its moral responsibility to promote the common good in the United States and in the global community. First, here in our country, only 10% of students from the lowest socioeconomic quartile earn bachelor's degrees, compared to 71% of students from the top quartile. This fact is entirely irreconcilable with the notion of the common good. All of us in American higher education are committed to ensuring greater access to college, which requires creating a better support structure to help children succeed at all levels. At Georgetown, this work takes many forms, and one example is our Institute of College Preparation, which identifies a cohort of seventh graders from underserved local schools and brings them to campus for college prep programs through their senior year. An average of 98% of students who complete the program have been accepted to college. The second area I wish to highlight relates to the 40 million persons affected by HIV and AIDS. This devastating pandemic is not simply a health crisis, but also a reflection of other realities like poverty, human rights abuses, subjugation of women, ethnic strife, violence. Numerous Georgetown faculty are engaged in efforts to understand and combat the pandemic, and Georgetown is also engaged institutionally in this work. I recently had the opportunity to meet Sister Maria Martinelli, who's been deeply involved in AIDS work as a missionary in Africa. After repeatedly hearing international donors lament the lack of data on the scope and efficacy of faith-based organizations' healthcare efforts, Sister Maria distributed a survey to every religious order within the Roman Catholic community to measure exactly what these organizations were doing in the fight against AIDS. But Sister Maria is a Bush Clinic administrator. She does not have the resources to put the data she has gathered to the most effective use. So accordingly, she has entrusted Georgetown with cataloging and analyzing the data, work that university researchers are undertaking at this moment in an effort that ultimately will enable these organizations to improve their efficiency by building networks and to attract greater philanthropic support to sustain their invaluable programs. This is a discrete example of the ways in which Georgetown is working to make a difference. I'm pleased to announce today that a further HIV/AIDS prevention investment by Georgetown through the Clinton Global Initiative. Our project will help build the capacity of faith-based AIDS responders in sub-Saharan Africa whose share of AIDS funding is not commensurate with the courageous and compassionate work they do in treatment and prevention. We're deeply grateful for President Clinton's extraordinary leadership in establishing the Clinton Global Initiative, an ambitious worldwide philanthropic project that brings together a vast and diverse group of individuals and institutions working to address the challenges of globalization, leveraging billions in collective resources to make the greatest possible difference in our world. In his 2 terms as president and in the years since he has left office, through the Clinton Foundation, President Clinton has demonstrated a steadfast commitment to promoting the common good. His commitment to service and social justice is a source of inspiration for us here at Georgetown and an invaluable example to today's students as they prepare for their own lives of leadership and service as women and men for others. Ladies and gentlemen, please join me in